Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We'd like to start the program every Friday with someone from Kirtland Community College. Today we have Don Haskins, who is the athletic director, director of the trucking school, maintenance man, whatever's necessary, right, Don?
Yes, sir. Good morning, JC.
Good to see you.
Likewise, good to see you.
So we were talking in the green room before coming on here that the athletic programs that have been envisioned for a while, but because of COVID and everything else, were put on the back burner, are coming to fruition.
Yes, sir. Yep. We just finished Strength Week. That's the opportunity for the athletes from all of our different sports to participate together to get in shape. And it was tough. We worked out three times a day.
Three times a day.
Two were very structured and serious. And then the third one was kind of fun and games, you know, tennis, basketball, weightlifting, whatever the kids wanted to do.
How many in total did you have in and out during Strength Week?
The best number we had for a single workout was seven. We had that several times, but the athletes come and go. And,
right.
Sometimes you might only have six, so just maybe five. But they're there, they're working hard, and getting in shape for the upcoming season.
Did that include the bowlers?
We didn't have any bowlers attend this year. It was primarily basketball players and cross-country riders.
Yeah, no, I was joshing you. but there, you still have spots available in some of the athletic programs. And so you're going to have open gym next week?
Correct. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, we're going to have open gym. It's an opportunity for men and women that go to the college that think they might be interested in playing sports, a chance to showcase their talents in front of our coaches.
Yep. We were talking a little bit off air. The coach of the basketball team came in from Arizona.
Yes, sir.
And is already working with the team a little bit in I guess I don't know if the rules are the same for community colleges, but you know, basketball teams and football teams at U of M and Michigan State are working right now. So
yeah, we've had the gym open for a couple of weeks already.
Uh-huh.
We have a shooting machine where the student athletes can shoot shots, and the machine shoots the ball right back out to them.
They're cool.
We about wore that thing out so far. We're doing a lot of shooting. We had a couple of guys in one day last week for 7 hours shooting baskets. I was pretty sure their arms were going to fall off.
Well, if you want to make your outside shots, you got to practice them. So
true.
That's good. Also, one of the other hats you wear is the truck driving school. And you said that is really stepped up. The popularity of that program has doubled.
We are in our third year right now, and they're just lining up. I mean, we have a trucking school starting this coming Monday, the 22nd, and we had to schedule another one for the following Monday, the 29th. We're planning on running two schools each month from this point forward because the popularity is just crazy. We only allow three students per class. Keep that in mind.
But it's only, what, a five-week class? How many? Three-week class.
Yeah, we're in class for 3 weeks.
That's amazing that somebody can learn that trade that quickly. And the amount that OTRs are making right now is staggering.
The trucking companies like our students to be in class between 120 and 160 hours to feel road ready.
Yeah.
And then typically when they go to a trucking company, they may spend as much as 6 months, you know, passenger driving with another driver, training to further that along.
Right. And most of these programs are paid for or partially paid for.
I would say that at least half of our students get scholarship through Michigan Works.
Yeah.
And the other half are cash type situations. We also have situations where trucking companies scholarship their students.
Sure.
And then they work for them for 2 years or whatever their contractual agreement is.
Is it as simple as going to kirtland.edu to find out more about the trucking program or signing up for it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And then a lot of the students get recommended through Michigan Works or through friends, and they just call me directly on my cell as well. But either way works.
Yeah. What is your cell?
989-335-3153.
Okay.
Students could call me directly, or even if they just call the standard switchboard, they can get directly transferred to me, and it goes straight to my cell 24/7.
Yep. That's the truck driving school. Open enrollment is still happening for the general studies programs at Kirtland Community College. I think, when do they start? In a couple of weeks.
We're starting on Monday. So we do
across the board.
We do have a few last-minute Joes signing up as we speak.
And okay.
We welcome them all.
One other thing, I can't remember. You wanted to touch on one other thing.
No, we covered everything. I wanted to talk about how good Strength Week went and the tryout type situation with basketball and the fact that we're doubling our amount of trucking schools.
Yeah. Fantastic. Don Haskins from Kirtland Community College, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus.
Thank you for having me, JC.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered a delicious breakfast. We're broadcasting it, so.
Good.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Kathy Bantha from the Grayling Promotional Association. And Kathy, here we are, Labor Day weekend on the cusp. That can only mean one thing.
Junk in the trunk.
Move that microphone to your mouth so the our listening audience can hear you. You can point that thing right at your mouth. Thank you.
Junk in the trunk.
Drunk in the trunk.
September 3rd.
Are we back across the street again like we were?
We're back across the street at Tractor Supply.
Right.
That's correct.
Yeah, so a little change in venue, but really and actually a bigger lot, isn't it?
Well, it's become there are fewer spaces now at the mini mall.
Right.
Available to us.
That's what I meant.
So the lot is still big over there, but fewer spaces available to us. So we're moved across the street. Because they have more spaces available there for the vendors, for the people.
But are there spaces available for people to rent? Usually you always sell this thing out.
Well, we still have the $25 regular spaces.
Okay.
We don't have any end caps. I don't think I've ever talked to you on this broadcast and there have been any end caps left. They always sell out first.
Right.
But we do have the $25 regular spaces.
Yep. But people could buy two of them and still get next to each other for $50, right?
For $45.
$45, okay.
Yeah,
so if you need a little extra space for Junk in the Trunk, and this is just a wildly successful. How many years have we been doing Junk in the Trunk now?
Oh, boy. I don't know, but.
Since before.
Well over 10 years.
Yeah, at least.
Well over.
And that is on the Saturday of Labor Day.
September 3rd from 10 to 3.
That's when the public is allowed.
That's when the public can come and shop.
Yeah. When do you get there and to have people start setting up?
8:30.
Right.
The people that have rented a space come at 8:30 and set up their goods.
Their goods. Their goodies.
Their treasures.
Well, and the people that are shopping will find some treasures at unbelievable bargains. And, of course, all the proceeds go to GPA and all the fantastic work they do.
You bet. You bet.
What else is on the schedule for GPA? Anything?
GPA has the craft show coming up in October.
Right.
And then that's at the elementary school. And that's really for professionals.
Right.
Woodworkers, crocheters, that's a true craft show.
Right.
And it's inside at the elementary school. Then, of course, Festival of Trees is going to come up in November.
Right.
That's our biggest fundraiser.
Sure.
And that's always a very popular and very profitable event for us.
Yeah. Kathy, how do people get a hold of you to get a spot or two for Junk in the Trunk?
They don't get a hold of me. They can go to our website, graylingpromotional.org.
Okay.
Or they can go into Tip in the Met or the Chamber of Commerce, Grayling Chamber of Commerce office, and pick up an application. They have to fill out the application and mail their $25 check into GPA.
Okay. Well, you got to get on that because Labor Day will be here faster than you think.
Just a couple weeks.
That's right. Kathy Bantha, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus, and thanks for all the great work you do with all the other ladies at GPA.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yep. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke in Gaylord. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Cindy Inman, who is with the Lovell's Bridgewalk.
Good morning.
31 years and counting for the Lovell's Bridgewalk, one of the cutest, quaintest little Northern Michigan events you could possibly imagine.
Yes, it is.
Cindy,
so much
please
fun.
Bring that up to your mouth just
that
a little
better?
Bit more. Thank
right
you.
There?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and we know how arduous the walk across the Lovell's Bridge.
60 feet.
60 feet of nonstop excitement, but that is just the centerpiece of a wonderful day.
It is. It starts in the morning with the firemen cooking breakfast, which the community loves them.
Yeah.
So they come out in force.
Right.
And they cook breakfast about 11:30. The buses, just like at the big bridge, they bus them to downtown Lovell's.
Right.
And then we walk the bridge. End up back at the township grounds,
right,
where we have a big luncheon. We'll have our silent auction.
The luncheon from Dead Bear Brewing.
From Dead Bear Brewing, yep. And they're gracious to donate that every year.
Yeah, they do a great job. And I know the community really appreciates it because all the dollars that are raised for the Bridgewalk are for the Lovell's Fire Department.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the silent auction is back this year. We didn't have it for a couple of years because of the pandemic.
Right.
How would you go ask businesses for a donation?
Sure.
So it's back in force this year. We have a lot of really wonderful donated items. Also new this year, we have a little art fair.
Oh, cool.
Vendors are going to have booths, so we're excited about that. We expect that to grow each year, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we have musicians.
Yeah, Kevin B. Klein.
Yep, Kevin B. Klein's going to play in the afternoon. He was really popular last year. People
yeah, he's a lot of fun. He really gets involved with the audience.
Yep.
And he's ideal for the bridge walk.
There's so he'll be playing around 2 o'clock
right.
Into the afternoon. It looks like the weather's going to hold. And then in the morning, we have Bill Evo does kind of like a coffee house music through breakfast.
And then everybody ends up at the tavern.
Exactly, which is where the idea for the bridge walk started, was at the Lovell's Tavern. Firemen sitting around saying, what can we do to raise money for the fire department?
Yeah.
And that's where the idea was born.
Yeah, who wants to walk the Mackinac Bridge when we can walk the Lovell's Bridge?
Exactly. It's way more fun, easier.
So, again, it all kicks off with a pancake and sausage breakfast.
Yep.
And that's at 11:30.
At 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then the buses start taking you over to downtown Lovell's.
Okay.
At 11:30.
All right. So
Bridgewalk starts actually at noon with the parade and all the fire trucks.
And the there's no charge for the pancake breakfast.
Well, it's donation.
Donation,
right. Suggest a donation which goes to the fire department.
Right, exactly.
Breakfast was donated by Kellogg's Bridge Grocery.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So Kathy Inman from the Lovell's Bridgewalk, everybody get out your cell phones. Put in your GPA and find where Lovell's is. It's pretty easy to get to from 75.
The crossroads of 612, County Road 612 and F-97.
Yeah, pretty much how you get from Grayling to Lewiston. You go right through Lovell's.
Exactly.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Well, you will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke in Gaylord. Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Michelle Miller. Michelle's here to talk about the Alpine Altenzimmer art exhibit. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So talk about the exhibit. Where is this happening?
So Alpine Altenzimmer is a independent senior and disabled living community in Gaylord.
Okay.
It's right actually by the Elk Viewing, which is the easiest way to tell
sure.
people how to find that.
Yeah, right, across the street from there.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Where the Elks, the Elk Club is, Elks, Elk Viewing, Altenzimmer.
The only Elk Club with live elk.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic, it used to be the old Gaylord Country Club long, long time ago, and mm-hmm. So the art exhibit is taking place across the street?
Yes, actually at the Altenzimmer building.
Okay.
In the community room. It's a very large space.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have lots of art on display from all of the residents who live there in the community.
Right. So this is happening September
22nd.
It's 22nd, so a little ways away. We'll have you back on again, or we'll play this interview.
Okay.
To remind people. The so that's got to be pretty cool to have the seniors, they've probably been working on it for weeks already, and then they going to be very proud to exhibit what they've worked on.
They are, and we actually have some really absolutely fantastic artists. It started with some of them were donating pieces of art to hang on my office wall.
Uh-huh.
And every time a resident would come in, they would comment on it. And finally, sure. One said, couldn't we do this a little bigger? And I'm like, okay, let's see what we can do. And then I thought, well, let's get people from the community in to look at this art. So I posted it on Facebook, and boom, here I am.
So this is the first time you've done it?
This is. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to roll with it, and we're going to have a great time. It's all about the residents and doing something for them that will help lift their spirits. It's
sure.
been a really tough couple of years.
So it'll be an exhibit, but can people – will be – they be able to purchase the art?
Some of the residents have talked about that, and I told them if they want to discuss about that, selling their art, they're more than welcome to, but I don't want to put it as a sale.
Right.
Yes.
Or maybe they'll just give it to somebody who really likes it.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to be absolutely thrilled just to see people loving their hard work.
No, I agree with you. You know, it keeps them vital.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
and that is so important in a senior living facility.
Mm-hmm. It is.
About Alton Zimmer itself, do you have any availability at the residence? Or
we are always accepting applications.
Okay.
Yes, there are two different properties, so there's two applications to fill out.
Uh-huh.
And anyone who meets the criteria is more than welcome to come and live there.
Okay.
And then they get to have me.
This is a full assisted living?
It is not assisted living at all. It's actually independent living.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
You can get help with in-home caregivers who come and help you with your housekeeping or shopping and errands. And my position specifically as the service coordinator is to connect them with the services that are available in the community to help them maintain their independence.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So do you have, do you make meals there or everybody's...
Nope. OCCOA has been part of that building for
okay.
many years, and they're going to be very shortly moving just down the street.
Gotcha.
So there are meals available down the street, but the Meals on Wheels delivers meals there. We have a food pantry. And
plus, each one of the residents has its own kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
so.
Their full own apartments.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a website?
I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Alpine Alton Zimmer has a Facebook page.
Okay.
You can search Alpine Alton Zimmer Gaylord or anyone who has any questions or we have people who are wanting to donate goods for the show can contact me at 989-448-2128.
Okay.
And then I can get with them.
All right, Michelle, we'll have you back just getting the word out about the art exhibit at Alpine Alton Zimmer in Gaylord on September 23rd.
September 22nd.
22nd.
From 4 until 6 p.m.
What day is that?
It is a Thursday.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very
All
much.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio on the phone with Tammy Brunin, who is with the TC West Titans Boosters Program. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Tammy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
you have put together the first annual TC West football picnic. This is pretty exciting stuff.
It is. It's really exciting. The kids are excited. We've had a great show of support from our community, and it's an event that we're really looking forward to, just to say thank you to the community for supporting Titan football and also just help get some of our little Titans excited about the program as they move up.
Yeah, you've put together a pretty cool schedule of events. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Okay, so the gates will open at 5:30 at Thurlby Field. At that time, we're just going to have a welcome. We'll have players welcoming guests. We're going to have a performance by our TC West drumline. We're going to introduce our teams, and then after that, we have a great picnic that we're going to be serving everybody. There's going to be a kids combine, longest field goal contest, accuracy throw. We have some tables set up for merchandise sales for football merchandise, our pink game, which is going to be on October 14th, and a couple of the highlights. We're going to be having the dunk tank. That's part of our fundraising event, and we're going to have some of the coaches and possibly even a couple players in there. So the boys are looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. They've been hard at it already with some scrimmages and practices. So, yeah, those coaches are going to get wet for sure.
For sure.
You still have tickets available so people can walk up and get it. I know you sold a lot of tickets already.
We have. We've sold almost 600 tickets. We could be over that. I haven't checked this morning, but we will still be having some tickets sold at the gate.
Yeah, so plenty of parking in and around Thurlby Field. So if you're a fan of TC West sports, or just high school sports in general, it's going to be a great event, and it'll mean so much to the players.
It will. It will. Like I said, we have great support for the community, and we wanted to do something just to be able to connect the players to the community, and that's one reason we did this picnic. I think it's important for these boys. They put in so much work, and they do get the support, but I think it's important for them to give thanks to the community face-to-face, start recreating some of those interpersonal skills that they haven't been able to use during COVID for the last few years.
Yeah, and, you know, always, you know, traditionally there's a football banquet after the season, but that's just players and family. And there's so many people, like you said, Tammy, that are really involved with TC West sports, high school sports. You get a lot of people just coming to games and getting the opportunity to interact with the players and the coaches like this is really a great idea.
Well, thank you. Yep, we're, like I said, we're really excited about it. The kids are excited about it. And hopefully this will be the first of many great events moving forward.
Yeah, we're excited to be the broadcast partners for TC West football and basketball. So we'll be out there. JJ and Rich Calkins, our announcers, will be there. I'll be there for a little bit. And we brought a whole bunch of Faygo for you.
Perfect, you did. I know. The kids are looking forward to that as well. And yeah, and we appreciate all that you do to make these games possible. I know that you guys do live streaming for family that's not in town and stuff, and that's a really awesome thing that you guys do. And it's very appreciated by parents and players alike.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I know you have a lot of sponsors that that donated food and goods and those things. I don't know if you wanted to list them now, but they will get recognition at the picnic.
Yep, for sure. I do. I apologize if I missed somebody. I don't have a list, but Max Bowers has been amazing. They've donated the pulled pork for the event. Brady's has donated buns. We've had salads and coleslaws donated by Oakey's Tavern and Interlochen, West End Tavern, and Boone's Long Lake Inn. And Olson's has donated macaroni and cheese, as has Oakey's. And then, like I said, you guys with the Faygo. So, yeah, it's been
wow.
It's amazing how everybody has, like I said, come out and support and really made this a success. We couldn't have did it without their help and without your help and your generosity.
So tickets are what? They're $10 for adults, $5 for what? 12 to 3 and 3 and under are free. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. It should be great weather. It's going to be a great time. So if you want to do something really cool later this afternoon, starting at 5:30, show up at Thurlby Field and support TC West Titans football.
Very much so. Go West.
Go Titans. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live on the telephone with Jerry Bellinger, who is the principal of Gaylord St. Mary's School and getting ready for a new school year. Jerry, how are things with the snowbirds?
Things are good up here in Gaylord. Jerry, we've got our staff all set. I know that, I've lots of friends in education, administrators struggling to find staff.
Sure.
We're fully staffed, ready to go. We have open houses next week. Our first varsity football game is next Thursday at home against Pickford. Girls are playing their first volleyball game on Monday, so everything's back up and running, and we've got a staff ready, and we have openings, you know, from our pre-K program all the way up through 12th grade with lots of financial assistance for those families that need that and would qualify for that, and, you know, excited for another school year.
Yeah, the tuition at Gaylord St. Mary's is surprisingly low because it is supported by the church and the parish. And, you know, we were the beneficiaries of that for our son, Joseph. And are we still doing the one semester free for new parents to try out the education?
It's one marking period.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm just always amazed at the parish and even our alumni. You know, the class of 1982, and I tease some of them that, you know, I'll say, well, the class of 1978, and they're like, it's 82. But they had a, you know, a get-together over the summer and came back and just donated more money for the school, the love of the school by the alumni and the parish and the community of Gaylord really is something to see, something to be a part of.
Oh, I think every person in the parish takes pride at the quality of students that graduate from St. Mary's, respectful, determined, hardworking, people that give back to the community. An education at Gaylord St. Mary's is something very special.
Yeah, and you know, intertwined with our faith, and Father Matthew and Father Roman, who are such an important part of our school to our students and our staff and our parents, and you know, it just really is it's a remarkable place. And you know, the old-fashioned ideals and values that you and I grew up with, you know, on September 8th, we're going to gather at the cathedral for a patriotic rosary in memory of September 11th.
Uh-huh.
It's a Blessed Mother's birthday. We're going to gather as a school and a school family and pray a patriotic rosary for our country and then do a processional back over to the school for Holy Eucharist to be brought back into our chapel for the school year. So it's just a lot of the traditions that unfortunately, our culture seems to be lacking that we still value and you know, really kind of nurture in our setting here at St. Mary's.
Well, what are the, you know, your tagline or slogan for the school is small but mighty, Jerry. Probably the finest thing that I could ever say to people about Gaylord St. Mary's and the education that Joe had is that nobody falls through the cracks at St. Mary's. You know, I know a public school education could be a very fine thing, but the teachers sacrifice to, you know, a little bit of dollars to be part of the Gaylord St. Mary's community, and they really take care to make sure that each and every student not only is getting a great education, but, you know, make sure that everything's good in their lives.
Yeah, you know, I always tell parents, our staff, it's a vocation. I mean, they come here, they teach at St. Mary's for the love of our faith and the kids, and we're not perfect.
No.
But we do try to really stay connected with our families and just kind of be extra sensitive and, you know, knowing of what's going on in their lives because, you know, education, you've got to educate the whole child, and we know that kids go through rough times, parents go through rough times, and just to kind of have a secure place where they can come in, where they know that they're cared for, and we truly treat them like they're our own.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Every week I will, you know, be at Meijer or someplace downtown, and somebody will come up to me. A lot of them I don't even recognize because they weren't, you know, parents or kids that were actually in Joe's grade, and ask how Joe's doing and ask how the family's doing because it really is a close-knit community at Gaylord St. Mary's.
Yeah, and, you know, just one example, My son graduated last year from here.
Uh-huh.
I found out last night that a week ago, you know, he had quite a long conversation with Coach O'Connell, you know, our varsity football coach. And, you know, he's just one example, Kevin, of
yeah.
someone who stays connected with our kids after they're gone for a year, two, three, 4 years. You know, those kids come back and they talk to these people because they know that they meant a lot to them as they went through St. Mary's.
Joe still stays in touch with Coach O'Connell, his wife, who yes. is the guide. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing place. And
Jerry, doesn't she have a one-way ticket to heaven, Tracy O'Connell?
Well, yeah, because she's married to Coach.
right.
You know, they're in church all the time, so I know that they're getting the blessings that they deserve. But
that's yet, right.
I can't say enough about the education, and you don't have to be Catholic to go to Gaylord St. Mary's.
No, I mean we have kids that are not Catholic that certainly are Christian and
yeah.
and value that faith component. And you know, our class sizes are small. We try to limit it to no more than 15 to 16 in a classroom, just for that more of that individualized attention. And those are all the things that you know, just make this place so special.
Yeah, and one other thing, as we broadcast from Grayling, but obviously get into Gaylord and everything else, there's a lot of people that come from outside of the Gaylord area to get the educational benefits at Gaylord St. Mary's.
And, you know, when I came to St. Mary's, Father Matthew and I had a long talk, and we both agreed that any student or family that wants their children to attend here, that money will not be an obstacle, that we will make it work. And we've done that, and we continue to do that, and we stand by that.
Yeah. Jerry, how do people find more? The open house is open to potential students, so talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so our middle school, high school open house is next Wednesday, August 24th at 6 o'clock for our returning students. We'll be passing out schedules and just meeting briefly with parents and kids. And then Thursday night, August 25th, 4:30 to 6 o'clock will be our pre-K through 6th grade. And then we're all heading over to the football field for our first home football game, varsity football game against Pickford's coming down from the UP, and they're always tough.
Yeah, eight man. It's a lot of fun, and Coach O'Connell will have the teams ready. So for more information, it is GaylordSt.Mary's.org. Is that right, Jerry?
That's correct. Our website or... you know, 989-732-5801. Just if you're even thinking about that, you know, you can call us and we can talk and see if it's a good fit, you know, for your student to attend here.
Jerry Bellinger, principal at Gaylord St. Mary's. God bless all the work that you do for each and every student at Gaylord St. Mary's.
Yeah, well, thank you, and God bless you and your radio station and all the help that you do with promoting this place and helping us keep the doors open and keeping it that special, unique school.
It's the least we can do. Thank you, Jerry.
All right, Jerry. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke. Here we go. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live on the phone with Patty Moore, who's the oncology nurse navigator for Munson in Traverse City. Good morning, Patty. How are you?
I'm very good, Jerry. Nice to speak with you today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us and taking the time out. You and I were chatting a little bit before we started the interview, and you've got Munson has a ton of initiatives right now in cancer prevention, not just battling cancer. Talk about that for a minute, please.
Okay. My role is kind of multifaceted. I am also a tobacco treatment specialist. So part of my role is I teach classes to help people to quit. smoking. I also meet with every newly diagnosed lung cancer patient and try to help them to quit. I'm also involved with a research study to develop national protocol for healthcare providers on what to offer smokers when they come in for a visit or for a lung screening. So I'm very excited about my role at Munson.
Yeah, you know, my wife underwent cancer treatments and was a smoker, and everybody needs that help. It's a vicious habit.
Oh, yes, it's the hardest habit to quit. It really is. It really gets deeply ingrained in your brain. I truly believe the younger you start, the harder it is to quit, because it's just a tough habit. Nicotine stimulates dopamine in your brain, and that is the feel-good pleasure pathway.
Right.
So that's another difficult thing to overcome. Yes.
So without enrolling in your class, what are some of the basics that you tell people and hopefully get people encouraged to stop smoking? I don't think at this day and age, I don't think anybody wants to be a smoker. It just doesn't seem to be.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be the smart thing to do. And it's expensive.
Right. Right. People have got to have, I think they all want to quit, but you've got to have that mindset. You really got to want to give it a try. So I try to focus on, let's do a quit attempt. This takes practice.
Right.
Quitting is not easy. It's a process. You've done it for so long. It's, like I said, it's so ingrained. Very, very difficult. So that's what I really encourage people to take my class, because everybody has to quit in class. And they go, what? I got to quit? it's kind of, yes, you do have to quit.
Well, again, like I said, everybody, if it was easy to do, if you could take a pill and it would keep you from smoking and you wouldn't think about it constantly, you hear that from recovered smokers, just like recovered alcoholics. I may be recovered, but it's not like I don't think about it every day.
Right. Exactly. You know, I just tell people this too. I go, quitting, you're going to be more successful when you try a combination of methods. Like, let's try the nicotine replacement products that are out there and do the class or do some sort of counseling. You'll double your chances of quitting. So, just a lot of positive reinforcement is what I try to do, just to get them to try to do a quit attempt. So, and small victories, they're the best.
Right. Yeah. You've got to build on those small victories. I didn't smoke today.
Yes.
I'm not going to get up in the morning, and the first thing I do, I'm not going to smoke a cigarette. I'm going to think about it.
Correct. That's right. Stay positive. Picture success. All those things. One thing I tell my smokers, too, like if that first thing in the morning, change your routine up. Walk outside, go do some deep breathing exercises.
Right.
Do 4 deep breaths. Something, change it up. You're right.
Yeah, it's simple to talk about, and I'm sure you have a lot of stuff online on the Munson website.
Yes. Yes, recommend that for people to check it out. Yes.
What is that, the actual / tabs there, Patty?
It would be munsonhealthcare.org / smoking cessation.
Okay.
And they will, there's several pages. My class is there, the American Lung Association Freedom from Smoking Program. It explains what it is in a summary, what all the classes entail, what the program's about. And they can register there. There's a link for classes. And I will be starting in 2 weeks my next program. So love to have more people join.
That was going to be my next question. So what days and what times are your classes, the smoking cessation classes?
All right. So it's for 8 weeks. It's okay. On Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. And we do it on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
Online, the Zoom platform app. So very easy. And as of right now, classes are free, too.
Wow. All right.
Yes, it's a great deal. So we want to get people in class. You get a workbook from the American Lung Association. And like I said, doing the classes for 8 weeks. I got a pretty good success rate, too. Worth a try.
Yes, for our listeners who are struggling with their smoking addiction, then get to the Munson Healthcare website and register for Patty Amore's smoking cessation classes. And then let's Patty, let's check back after this 8-week class in a couple weeks, and we can talk about how it went.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Patty Moore, the oncology nurse navigator from Munson Healthcare. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Have a lovely day.
You Bye-bye. Too. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in their green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.